evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Christmas has come early. This is not Michael Colin Pfeiffer, but his evil sometimes apprentice, Mark Glenn. Mike is taking a break tonight, which he deserves. I know you hear this from me a lot, ladies and gentlemen, but Mike really does work like a dog. And as such, he gets run down sometimes. He needs a break, and I've told him that whenever he needs a break, he can either get on a plane and come out here to North Idaho and spend a rather noisy but enjoyable weekend with me and my wife and 8 kids, or he can simply just stay in at night and take a nice nap. Obviously, he chose the latter, which means that you're stuck with me tonight. Let's see, today is Thursday, which means there's always the possibility that you'll be stuck with me again tomorrow night. Nevertheless, here we are. For whatever reason, God decided in his great wisdom to put all of us together tonight, and so let's just make the best of it. Of course, our call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we welcome your call. A lot going on out there, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of interesting news stories that have been popping up. A lot of other pieces of information that emanate from what we would call the independent media, which I consider to be far more reputable these days, even the crackpots, far more reputable than what we would call the mainstream media. But then, of course, out of the mainstream media, we have plenty of crackpots as well. I was just reading a few days ago about an interview that Glenn Beck was doing with Ron Paul. And at a certain point in the program, I must confess I didn't get to see it because we don't have TV. At some point in the interview, they were flashing at the bottom of the screen, "Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead." And there are other things going on out there as well. As you know, Mike mentioned earlier this week the situation with Michael Medved, and the fact that he has begun attacking Ron Paul in his weekly column, associating Ron Paul with neo-Nazis. Medved called American Free Press newspaper the voice of the American Nazi Party or something similar to that, basically trying to smear Ron Paul because Ron Paul, really, his campaign is moving like a juggernaut. You know, I worked for Pat Buchanan's campaign back in 1996, and I was pretty impressed with the momentum that I saw there. But it is nothing compared to what we see taking place with Ron Paul's campaign right now. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this really has the powers that be very, very nervous. Because here you have what is real, raw, organic political emotion here going on. The people in this country have had it, or at least a good portion of them. They've had it, and they're not taking it lying down anymore. And this has the powers that be frightened. You know, this is one of the points that I was trying to make in one of my recent articles dealing with this national intelligence estimate that recently came out that basically threw water on Bush's fire with regards to the war in Iran. And a lot of people were very jubilant over this, but I said, listen, you need to take stock of who we're talking about here and abandon any ideas that this thing is over. Okay, so Plan A fell through for them. They're just simply going to move forward with Plan B. By the same token, this business with Ron Paul, if they can't effectively douse this growing fire, this building, this fire of support, who knows what they're going to resort to? Anyway, as I said, we welcome your calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Glenn of American Free Press filling in for the one and only Michael Collins Piper. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I do say that with a great amount of pride in my voice, the fact that American Free Press saw fit to ask me to begin contributing to them. It'll be almost a year now, I think, next month, since I got that infamous call. You know, I tell Mike and I tell Willis Cardo all the time, particularly when they say something complimentary about something I've written or whatever, I point out to them, I say, look, you guys helped make me into who I am right now, because if I hadn't started reading The Spotlight about 14, 15 years ago, I'd be an even bigger jerk than I am now. So as I said, I do take a certain amount of pride being able to tell people that I write for American Free Press newspaper. I'm very happy with the fact that it's really the last voice, as far as I'm concerned, of American nationalism. Now, speaking of American nationalism, we were talking about Ron Paul. It seems that we have a few controversies that have erupted lately. Obviously, the powers that be are... they have been made nervous enough about Ron Paul that they are beginning to attempt to sabotage his campaign by associating him with the the infamous Nazi curse. You see, that's the worst thing that ever happened, ladies and gentlemen. Up until the mid-1940s, evil didn't exist in the world. You see, that the Nazis, they were the, you know, anybody can be forgiven of anything. Okay, hell doesn't exist for anybody except for the Nazis, and of course we know why, that they are considered to be so evil. Forget about the fact that the Bolsheviks, when all was said and done, were responsible for murdering not just 6 million, a paltry 6 million people, but if we are to believe the figures of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, somebody who spent a good portion of his life in the Soviet gulag, 11 times that amount, 66 million people, and yet we hear nothing about that. There are no Holocaust museums set up for that. There are no reparations that are paid. And so, going back to this discussion of Ron Paul, they are trying to sabotage his campaign for the simple reason that he is the one candidate, with the possible exception of Dennis Kucinich, he is the one candidate who, if he is elected, will bring a halt to this horrible war that is taking place, and of course, will halt the widening of that war that is due to take place tomorrow. And this is the reason why Ron Paul is unacceptable. I remember reading a piece that had been written by Joseph Farah earlier this summer. Joseph Farah, of course, is the Lebanese-American traitor who runs the website WorldNet Daily, a Slavish supporter of Israel and anything Jewish. And I remember in this piece, I believe it was entitled Why I Don't Support Ron Paul or something like that. And Farah lists all of Ron Paul's points that make him good for a president, that he's a constitutionalist, that he supports freedom, he supports lower taxes, he supports smaller government, all of these things that should matter. Okay? But all of these things didn't matter when they compared to Ron Paul's unwillingness to fight Israel's wars for her. You see, this piece of garbage, Joseph Farah, and all those who think like him, who have made an argument out of this idea that being a good American means giving Israel everything she wants, Ron Paul is unacceptable as a president because he refuses to fight Israel's wars for her. And unfortunately, that is the way every candidate running for president today, with the possible exception of Dennis Kucinich, that is their position. We have, of course, the news this week was that John McCain took on as one of his campaign advisors the chairman of the Jewish Institute of National Security Affairs. Now, of course, what's going on here is McCain is trying to outdo Giuliani, who took on four or five of the biggest heavy hitters in the neocon camp, such as Norman Podoretz, Martin Kramer, and a few others. John McCain is trying to signal that he's just as devoted to fighting Israel's wars as Giuliani is, you see. Now, of course, we were discussing earlier this issue with, what's his name, Michael Medved, and the fact that he's trying to associate Ron Paul with the neo-Nazis. And now we have Bill White, who I must admit, ladies and gentlemen, I have not had any contact with him, and I've only heard a few things about him. But apparently Bill White is part of the American Nazi Party or something like that. And according to the email that I received, Bill White is alleging that Ron Paul, not only is he a closeted, secret white supremacist, but he attends neo-Nazi meetings in Virginia. Now, I can tell you from experience, personal experience, ladies and gentlemen, when I was headed for the USS Liberty reunion back in June in D.C., I was in contact with Mr. Paul's office, and I asked if he would be willing to attend this reunion and to maybe just say a few words of support for the USS Liberty fellows who are going to be there. And Ron Paul's office indicated that he was a supporter of the USS Liberty, but unfortunately he would not be able to make it for scheduling conflicts. Now, I'm not going to get into any kind of a debate as to whether I think he was ducking out because it was too hot of a political issue or whatnot, but the fact of the matter is I think we can safely assume that Ron Paul wouldn't have anything to do with the likes of Bill White or the National Socialist Movement of America. This is another red herring. It's another slur against Ron Paul, and it is being done by those who have an interest in making sure that the likes of Ron Paul does not get elected president. Interestingly enough, as well, I received an email today from somebody who sent me a link to a video that was on, I don't know if it was YouTube or Google or whatnot. And on this video, these two nice Jewish fellows, who ostensibly are part of this thing known as the Jewish Task Force, which you can find by going to JTF.org, these two fellows have put together a video. Of course, there's that giant six-pointed star behind them, the star of the Israeli flag, and they're calling for Ron Paul's supporters to be put to death, talking about how stupid they are, how they don't get it, they're insane, and how these people should all be put to death. Now, I didn't see them laughing or giggling like they were joking around about this or whatnot. So I have to assume, based upon looking at some of the other information that they have on their website, that they're being serious. Now, according to the information that I have been given, this particular group is allied also with the Jewish Defense League and the Jewish Defense Organization, all of which have well-established and well-known ties to terrorist groups in Israel. In fact, the JDL was listed on the FBI's top 10 list of most dangerous terrorist organizations operating in the United States. Now, the important thing about it is this, ladies and gentlemen. Here you have these two men saying that the supporters of Ron Paul, somebody who has a chance of becoming president of the United States, that these supporters should be put to death. Can you just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, for just a moment, the howling and the shrieking and the tearing of robes and the gnashing of teeth and everything else that would be taking place right now if those were two Muslims who'd put a video on YouTube and were talking about the supporters of Rudy Giuliani should be put to death? It would make headline news every hour, on the hour. It would the commentary from slobs like Abe Foxman and Alan Dershowitz and all these others would be shoved in our ears, in our eyes, in our noses, and everywhere else they could put it, and we would never hear the end of it. But yet, this video can be put on the internet, and there isn't a peep. There isn't a peep of protest from any of the civil rights groups who are always warning about extremism or anything like that. And it just, my point in bringing this up, ladies and gentlemen, is this rather long four-syllable word known as hypocrisy. When we are dealing with these people, that you have to remember, this is the blood that flows in their veins. It is the blood of hypocrisy. Constantly lecturing us on A, B, and C. Take your pick of what A, B, and C is. Hatred, intolerance, bigotry, closed-mindedness, extremism. Take your pick. Constantly being lectured on that. But yet, when they or somebody from their group does it, it's just a big joke, or it's something that we shouldn't make too big a thing of. And having made a big thing of that, we're now going to go to the break, and when we come back, I will begin pulling up our callers. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Glenn filling in for the one and only great Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the program. This is Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper, who is probably sawing logs and counting sheep as we speak, which he deserves to do. I don't want to beat a dead horse here, as they say, but this issue of hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen, really is something that I suppose I will never get over it when it comes to this issue. I received a phone call today from my good friend, Phil Turney, my good friend and your good friend, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, because Phil is a survivor of the USS Liberty and now is a regular contributor to American Free Press newspaper. He is out there trying to sling some arrows into this dragon, which by doing this, we all benefit from that. But anyway, Phil called me today. And he said, did you read my email? Now, I was in town when he called, so obviously I did not have access to a computer. And I said, no, why? And he said, well, I received this email from this guy, and he told me the basic gist of what was in this email. As soon as Phil started describing what this guy was saying, there was something eerily similar about this. And I said to Phil, I asked him, I said, is this guy's name Sammy? Is his name Sammy Parkoff? Now he said, yeah. I said, yeah, he's this violent, irrational, insane guy who says he lives in New York. Same guy has emailed me, said that he hopes that that my entire family gets blown up in an explosion. Says that my wife and children should be raped in front of me. You know, I have gone back and forth with this individual on a few occasions and pointed out this hypocrisy to him. The fact that he gets so bent out of shape whenever somebody says something slightly unflattering towards the great experiment in Jewish self-rule known as Israel. And then he proceeds to give me a list, the Sammy Karpov, to give me a list of people he hates. And here's what he says. And pardon the rough racial language, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm just quoting this individual who thought that he had business contacting me and lecturing me. He says that he hates Catholics. He hates Irish. He hates niggers. He hates WAPs. He hates wetbacks. And he goes down the list of everybody he hates and gives a reason why, by the way. You know, that he hates the WAPs, meaning the Italians, because they're Catholics, and that means that they are pagans. And the same thing with the Irish and the wetbacks, meaning the Mexicans. He says, you know, that they're stupid and both. And he goes down this list, listing everybody he hates and why. And yet he saw fit to contact me and to read me a little lecture on how horrible a person I am for pointing out Israel's transgressions against not just America, but other people around the world. Anyway, so Phil, he's telling me the contents of this email, and I said, well, what was in it? He said, well, he said, you know, that they're watching me, and they know where I live, and they know what I do, and they're going to come and get me. And he said that this Sammy Karpov said, finally, you know, he couldn't get off the internet without leaving some kind of a racial slur, and he said, I hear that you're part American Indian. Why don't you go back to your reservation and become a drunk like the rest of the Indians are? So my reason for bringing this long, drawn-out discussion on this, ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing that we have to constantly hit on when it comes to these people. We have to be constantly pointing out their hypocrisy and their double-mindedness. It's the only way that we are going to be able to unseat these people from the positions of power that they occupy is by undermining the credibility that they have. And the only way to do that is to point out how they lie out of both sides of their mouths. And so I guess my reason for bringing this up is to say we need to, developing and adopting tactics, this is one of the tactics that I really do think is one of the more effective, which is to constantly be pointing out how they lie about everything, how they're hypocrites, how the only thing they really believe in is whatever benefits their tiny group. And the rest of the world, in the process, can go to hell. And so, anyway, having said that, I'm going to bring up tonight's first caller. One of the things that I hear once in a while from people who listen to my show is they say, he's so smart, he talks a lot, I wish he'd give more time to the callers. So I'm not as smart, and although I do talk as much, but I am going to take the advice that I've heard from other people, and I'm going to start bringing up the callers, and with that, we're going to bring up Joe from Florida. Joe, come on up.
Hey, do you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I just I wish you wouldn't waste your time with that that guy, that Jewish guy, Sammy. I mean, you know, you're giving him a platform, and I don't think that's what you should do, to tell you the truth.
All right, Joe, hold on a second. There's that music. Means we're going to a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Everybody, hang on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Gentlemen, Mark Glenn filling in for Michael Collins Piper, and we have Joe from Florida on the line. Joe, go ahead with what you were saying.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, the last couple weeks have been really good news for people that are want to take America back. I mean, we have Ron Paul on the Ascension. We have the NIE report, which took the wind out of the sails of the Jewish lobby and their instigation of a potential destruction of everything. I mean, and yesterday we had Time magazine getting rid of William Kristol and Charles Krauthammer. I mean, we have the neocons somewhat on the run, and of course you're going to get a lot of the Jews that are panicking because they realize the potential here is that their whole house of cards, from the financial system to their power and influence, is starting to crack. So I just wanted to bring up these positives and say that, you know, things are looking pretty good for us, and we have to get that message out. And I wasn't planning on commenting on what that emailer said, but I mean, don't you get some email from some Jewish pig? Doesn't mean you have to wrestle around in the mud with him. I mean, the fact that he's a Jewish scum and he writes things like that, I don't have an argument or even contemplate giving them the time of day, to tell you the truth. I mean, I don't think you should. I think they're just beyond being able to have a reasonable discussion with. So So why bother? And why make your audience? It aggravates me, to tell you the truth. If I got an email like that, I would delete it. I wouldn't waste time even responding to it. I mean, these Jews, they're keyboard commandos. They think they're tough guys, but I grew up with them. They're a bunch of little pansies, you know. They'll back down in a minute. So why bother with them, you know?
Other
thing is, I'd like to see Ron Paul politically, strategically, to go to the Republican Party and said, look, all I want is a fair shake, but if I'm ripped off in this election, and, you know, and you're dirty behind the rooms and with your voting machines, I'm going to run it for a third party. But I just would like to see a fair share. As a Ron Paul supporter, I can accept him losing, but I'm not going to accept it if he's ripped off. And if he is ripped off, I hope he goes third party. And the other thing is, if he's shot at or injured, I'm going to hold responsible for his being shot at guys like Glenn Beck and women like Michelle Malkin. You know, it's just like I feel about Alex Jones. If any hair on his head is touched, I'm going to go for the people that have demonized him and demonized Ron Paul and used excessive language against him and tried to get people stirred up, calling him a white supremacist and doing, you know, those are the people we have to go at. We have to let them know that we're not just going to lay back and allow them to screw us anymore. We are very powerful. There are a lot of us. And we don't have to just sit back. You have Michelle Malkin saying they want to round people like us up and put us in concentration camps. My message to her is, oh, yeah? Well, if you try it, if I hear that Alex Jones is arrested, you better hire a lot of fucking security guards, and not just from me, but from a lot of other people out there. You better watch it when you go in a restaurant, because the guy serving you your food might spit in your food or worse. You better watch it where your kids go to school, baby. I mean, my point is, if they want to up the ante, if they want to keep trying to increase the severity of the consequences for free speech on our side, I want to let them know that if you want to cross that Rubicon, baby, you better watch it. And there's a lot of them. I hope all your listeners right now are making a list of all the people out there that are demonizing our movement. And the day they, because if they want to up the ante and they want to start arresting people and they want to start putting Alex Jones in camps and killing people, then we can fight back, and we're going to fight back.
Joe, thank you for an excellent call.
Thank you.
Okay. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I understand Joe's passion. I do. However, anybody out there who is listening to this, is a Family Hour program, and so we need to watch what kind of language we use. But nevertheless, I think Joe pretty much hit the proverbial nail on the head. Now, as far as Joe's criticism of me wasting any time, he is right. And for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, and you can guess how many nice emails I get from our nice Jewish folks out there who don't like what I have to say. For the most part, I do ignore them. But every once in a while, when I see that I've got a live one on the line, I will draw him or her into doing something that I can use to my advantage later. And it has been very effective, because when you start passing out emails and sharing information, particularly with people who are on the fence on this issue, and you start showing them, here's the face of God's chosen people. Okay, here's the kind of people who are running our government and who are dictating our foreign policy, people like this. And you wonder why Palestinians strap themselves up with explosives and go into a restaurant and blow themselves up when they got to deal with people like this. And it actually has, because the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, most Americans do not have a good rational grasp when it comes to politics and current events and things like that. And so a lot of times what it takes to open their eyes and start going in a U-turn in the right direction is for them to read emails such as the one that I talked about earlier. Anyway, let's move on now to Steve in California. Steve, come on up.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Fine. How are you doing? Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, same here. You know, when you think about it, it all goes back to Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Before 1948, there was a place called Palestine. For 2,000 years, it was called Palestine.
Yes.
When the Jews abandoned God, which Moses said in Deuteronomy 31st chapter, they would do, and God would void the covenant with them permanently, And then Jesus came and said, 40 years from now, it will come your judgment. This is the day of retribution. And of course, and Christ is God in the flesh. But nevertheless, he is a prophet also. And he said this would happen in 40 years, and it did. And they voided the covenant, and they were kicked out because they chose Caesar rather than God as their king. They even said it, you know, we'll have no king but Caesar rule over us. Okay, so they chose Caesar to be their judge rather than God to be their savior and deliverer. Caesar then, via the 6th Legion, had them thrown out of Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
It was renamed Palestine at that point. Okay, it's been Palestine by man's law and God's law for 2,000 years. And God and man never said they would change that
mm-hmm.
until a ripoff movement happened called Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Theodor Herzl, and before that Moses Hess, and even Karl Marx is involved in this. It gets very complex. I've written a number of different web pages on this, and the point is this. When you get through the complexity, the thing is a plot. Okay, people say conspiracies don't exist, and why do we have the word in the language? Because they do exist. Not everything that is called a conspiracy is one, but in this case, it is.
Uh-huh.
They planned on it for not only decades, but centuries, and they brought it to pass. The power behind the Likudniks in so-called Israel today, which is really Palestine, is the Lurianic Kabbalistic fanatics who... Your normal Sephardic Jews would have looked at, you know, years ago and said, this is terrible, you can't do this. You know, your Talmudic blasphemy of the Torah, etc., is absolutely awful, you know, and the way you don't get along with Christians or Muslims or anyone else, this is not what we were taught.
Mm-hmm.
They've been silenced. Okay? The Zionists have taken over everything in the land of Hebraism, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have left... is a group of extremely murderous, genocidal fanatics who believe that they can survive a nuclear war even if they're directly nuked,
mm-hmm.
that have taken over Palestine by hook and crook and manipulate the U.S. media in order to control the U.S. government. It is Zog. It is a Zionist-occupied government, you know, in Washington, D.C. And they do it for one reason only. They really think... And this fits the definition of Christian Antichrist,
uh-huh.
that they can actually rule the world from this land that they have pillaged from the Palestinians and murdered in droves for no reason other than they enjoy doing it. I mean, what was it, Christopher Hedges that documented the fact that the IDF, which is really the IOF, the...
Uh-huh.
Has the IDF is the Israeli Defense Forces, you know. It's their soldiers. They go out and they shoot.
Murder children for sport. Yes.
Yes. They murder children for sport. And entice them into a trap and murder them for sport and don't have a second thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Even the lowest life mafia hood would not sink to that level.
That's
okay?
Right.
You know, concerning Sammy, I agree. He can be a distraction, but at the same time, I'm just sorry that he left out subhuman, Asiatic, Catholic Slavics. I don't want to be left out. He's got to call me a name, too, doesn't he?
Well, chances are, Steve, he's probably listening, which means he's probably added, what did you say, the Slavic, Asiatic, Catholic?
Subhuman, Asiatic, Slavics. That was Hitler's name for Slavs, Catholic Slavs
right.
like me.
Well, all I can say is welcome to the club, brother. Now, as far as your comments go, if I can... just make a quick comment on what you said. When people ask me, what do I think, why do I think everything is falling apart, my answer is because you have a small group of people who are trying to undo God's judgment. Now, let me expand on this a little bit. If we are to believe everything that we're told happened in the New Testament or in the Old Testament, here you have the poor beleaguered Israelites living in Egypt, and they're slaves, and God wants to rescue them. So he sends Moses, and Moses has all of these wonderful powers God has given him. You have all these plagues that are brought upon Egypt to try to induce a Pharaoh to let these people go. Then, of course, the last of those plagues is that the angel of death comes and kills the firstborn of each family. So here go the Israelites. They're being freed. They're headed through the desert. They come to the Red Sea. Moses parts the Red Sea and then lets everybody get across, and then he closes the Red Sea and destroys Pharaoh's army. Then the Israelites are led by a pillar of fire at night and a dust storm during the day, and they're fed with manna from heaven and water that bursts forth from a rock. We have all these miracles taking place preceding these people going into the Promised Land. So my question to any Zionist, whether they're a Christian or Jewish Zionist, is this. If God really wants these people back in that land, where are all the miracles? Why don't we have the same things happening today?
Perfect comment. Yeah, that happened
4,000 years ago. Instead, why do we have nothing but bloodshed and war, and now we are on the brink of Armageddon? Obviously, God didn't want those people there to begin with.
That's true, and here's the thing. See, Zionism and Lurianic Kabbalism, which is the Talmudic essence and core behind Zionism, does this. It supplants the whole idea of Messiah in the Old Testament, who is Jesus Christ, who came and will come again, but not naturally. He is supernatural. It supplants that whole idea with the idea of a natural, so-called, but not really Davidic Messiah, which is really the Antichrist. In other words, the idea is that they will do this by naturalistic means, which is all they've ever undertaken, especially 30 shekels every place they can use it. And in doing this, they turn to physical weapons instead of the miracles of Christ. I mean, none of them can walk on water. Okay? You know, just to mention one, not to mention raising the dead. You know, go ahead and try that one, okay? And none of them can do any of this because they don't have that kind of power, because God will not give it to them.
That's right. That's right. They, if you look at what they do in order to keep their country alive and what they did in order to create this thing, it has been using the power of evil, whether it's violence, whether it's trickery, lying, blackmail, bribery, and this is what has sustained them for the last 60 years. They can't stand on their own two feet by doing it, by playing fair like other nations have, because they are incapable of doing it. It is not within the Zionist mindset to engage in such things. You'd just as soon see Al Capone and his gang becoming altar boys. Steve, thanks for your call. I got to pull some other guys.
Thank you, Mark.
Take it easy. Okay, we have Roy in Texas. Come on up. Roy.
Oh, thanks, Mark. I just wanted to say, well, it's a great show so far, and also I just wanted to talk about a little bit about the hypocrisy of a lot of these prominent Jewish figures like Martin Peretz in New Republic, Elie Wiesel, I can't even say it correctly, L.I. Wiesel or whatever his name is.
Well, they call it Wiesel, but I prefer the word Wiesel, to be honest.
Yeah, Wiesel is right. Just astonishing, actually. I mean, here are people who are supposed to be big human rights advocates, and they, excuse me, but mostly they just express the most profound bigotry toward Muslims. And this also goes for people on Giuliani's campaign, like Norman Podoretz and Daniel Pipes. You can go look up Daniel Pipes hates, go into the internet, look up Daniel Pipes hates Arabs, Norman Podoretz hates Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Peretz, who writes for a very liberal, politically correct magazine called The New Republic, absolutely writes the most venomous things about Arabs, and it just amazes me that nobody calls them to task over this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had said this about you say this about Jews, or if you say this about, I don't know, if you say this about Chinese people,
mm-hmm.
or whoever, you're going to get into a lot of trouble. Your political future will be destroyed in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it just astonishes me that you can get away with a lot of this stuff. Just a couple other things, if I can add to, is some of your readers actually might want to actually look up some of the, I guess, more milder or less conspiratorial stuff about Jewish power. I would recommend, like, what's his name? Petrus? Is it David Petrus? John Petrus?
Jim Petrus, the professor.
Yeah, Jim Petrus.
Yeah, he's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, I would recommend him. You can also look at Kevin McDonald,
mm-hmm.
McDonald spelled with an M-A-C.
Mm-hmm.
Or even there's a book, there are two books I'm reading right now, both of them by Jews. One is Beyond Chutzpah by Norman Finkelstein.
Uh-huh.
And this is not somebody who hates Jews by any stretch of the imagination. And another one by Joel Covell called Overcoming Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll talk about the bigotry that's inherent in their faith.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but it is very much sort of a Jewish supremacist faith.
Yes.
It says we're better than everyone else, other people don't count.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really need to get into a lot of, I mean, a lot of people are more secular and don't really, aren't that interested maybe in some of these biblical interpretations or so forth, but there's a lot out there actually for people who want to go online. Also, I don't know if you can ever get him on your show, but like this guy from Electronic Intifada called Alia Abu Nima.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Mm-hmm.
He's very good. You should, if you ever get a chance to interview him, you should, because just having, I guess, not to say Hesham Talawi is bad, but just having somebody with a proper British accent,
mm-hmm.
like a genteel disposition, talk about the crimes that these Israelis are committing in their territories,
mm-hmm.
It would really wake people up. That's
hey,
all I
Roy,
have to say.
Thank you for the call. It's good to hear from you again. If you're the same Roy I was thinking of in Texas.
That's music, right.
Means we are going to our final break of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned, and when we get back, we will bring up another Texan by the name of Doug. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to the final segment of Michael Collins Piper's radio show being hosted by me, Mark Glenn. Let's see, we are bringing up Doug from Texas. Doug, come on up.
Hi, Mark. I, I surely respect you and Michael, and like both of you, I guess I would be considered a, oh, let's see, what, white supremacist, racist, anti-Semite, whatever, because we choose to discuss the real problem, and there are so few people that do it. In other words, like, I'm hung up on when I call in, I refer to him as our Antichrist Jewish supremacist. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, sounds kind of venomous, doesn't it?
Well, actually, it doesn't sound venomous at all, because when I look at the decidedly anti-Christian tone of Western society today, whether it's TV or books or radio or whatnot, and I look at some of the horrible things that are said about Jesus in print and whatnot, you know, and I don't see that they're Muslim saying it. I don't see that even atheists saying it. But I do see a lot of Jews saying that, and I've even gotten emails from people from the Jewish camp saying Jesus got what he deserved. So I don't think that you're off the mark at all.
How supremacist can you be when you say we're God's chosen people? I mean, how do you beat that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In my opinion, Doug, that is the source of the trouble. You take any group of people, and you infuse into them this idea that they are special and that they're set apart from everybody else and better than everybody else. And in a certain amount of time, you're going to wind up with somebody who is haughty, arrogant, dishonest, who will do whatever he or she has to do in order to feed that ego. That is the problem. And when you look at the things that Jesus himself had to say when he was around these people, he was basically saying, listen, if you people want to be considered God's chosen people, and if you want to be considered righteous in the eyes of God, you're going to have to do better than this. You're going to have to start walking the walk instead of just talking the talk. And it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, which is the issue of hypocrisy. You see, if they want to be called God's chosen people, then let them start acting like they care about what God says about a particular thing. And I guarantee you, to any of those people out there listening, the day that they do start taking these things into consideration is the day that all their problems are going to vanish. There's not going to be any more persecutions. There's not going to be any more pogroms or Holocaust, anti-Semitism or whatever. Just learn to get along with other people and play fair with others. And then, presto magic, your problems have been solved.
Right. You've read Dr. David Duke's book, Jewish Supremacism.
Honestly, I have not. I've got a stack of books about a mile high that I have to read, and that obviously is one of them, but honestly, I have not read it yet.
Well, he uses all Jewish sources, you know, and he pretty well explains the supremacist problem and the biggest hypocrites on planet Earth that practice apartheid and I'm sure God's chosen people would be benefiting from their huge pornography industry and the usury and the slavery and
Doug, listen, on Earth. I hate to cut you off, but we've only got a few seconds left, and I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in and being patient. And who knows, maybe we'll be back together again tomorrow night. Have a nice night, folks.